It's not the only one here. I'm going to play another one for you. This is the George W. Bush, Colin Powell lead up to the invasion of Iraq. History is repeating itself.
Neither the United States of America nor the world community of nations can tolerate deliberate deception and offensive threats on the part of any nation, large or small.
Every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. Saddam Hussein and his regime have made no effort to disarm as required by the international community. Saddam Hussein and his regime are concealing their efforts to produce more weapons of mass destruction.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
They have ballistic missiles that can now reach deep into Europe and soon could reach the United States. You want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Today it's Tel Aviv, tomorrow it's New York.
Same thing over and over and over again.
Listen, I was one of the principal public opponents of the Iraq War before it happened on March 19th, 2003. I wrote op-eds in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune. I helped pay for an ad on the op-ed page of the
This is when your humble host here first learned of and began admiring you.
Thank you. And I can tell you, it is the same story all over again. You're up against the lobby, right? The lobby works behind the scenes to put enormous pressure on media figures and on politicians and on policymakers to support these crazy wars. And people who have facts and logic on their side can barely get a hearing. It's really quite remarkable. It was easier to get something of a hearing back then than it is now. The situation has only deteriorated with time, in large part because the lobby has gotten more powerful. But here we are again. And, you know, for people like me, you know, the mainstream media has no use for us. Thank goodness we have shows like yours, because it's, you know, the only way the word gets out.